Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is ubiquitous in his country. His image is represented in countless murals, posters, and statues. The government-fostered cult of personality around Saddam seems to have intensified recently amid growing fears of a U.S. military operation aimed at ousting the Iraqi leader. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Baghdad.
Saddam Hussein hasn't made a public appearance in the streets of Baghdad in years. His critics claim he doesn't dare to, but his image looms large. Frequently broadcast TV clips show Saddam talking to farmers, pinching babies' cheeks, and consulting with his military officers. Most government offices feature at least three photos of the president, while Iraq's streets and buildings are adorned with larger-than-life paintings of the Iraqi leader, featuring Saddam in hunting gear, Saddam in peasant clothes, Saddam in a white fedora, etc. Shopkeeper Kamal Abed says Saddam is all men to all people. Saddam belongs to the people, says Abed, and the people belong to Saddam. Here in Iraq, journalists are only allowed to interview locals in the company of a government minder, so it's impossible to gauge what Iraqis really think about their president. However, there's no shortage of individuals willing to sing the praises of the man President Bush has called a menace. Abdulrazak Abdulwahid, a prominent Iraqi poet, has written three volumes dedicated to Saddam. Maybe you felt that I speak with passion about the president, says Abdulwahid, but that's because I love him very much and I respect him. Abdulwahid says the president inspires such enthusiasm because he is no ordinary leader. Saddam appreciates and promotes Iraqi poetry, art, and literature, says Abdulwahid, who says he believes that had Saddam not become a politician, he could have been a professional literary critic or a writer. Indeed, Saddam is believed to have authored three novels, all of which have been published anonymously under the title A Novel by Its Author. Abdulwahid says that didn't fool him, however, when a government official gave him a copy of the book Zabiba and the King. From the first page of the work, I smiled, recalls Abdulwahid. The official asked me, why are you smiling? And I said, I know the author. He wrote it, didn't he? The official nodded and said, yes. Zabiba and the King, which came out a few years ago, tells the story of a ruler who falls in love with Zabiba, a married woman of lowly origins. In this allegory about contemporary Iraq, Zabiba is eventually raped and killed by her brutal husband on the anniversary of the start of the 1991 Gulf War. Critics of Saddam dismiss his alleged novels as amateurish, but bookstore owners in Baghdad report that Zabiba and the King is still selling well, and theater director Saadun Obeidi says a recent theatrical adaptation was hailed as a huge success and is currently touring the region.
I insist that it is one of the best play production in the history of modern theater in Iraq, yes. We are going to perform this in many Arabic countries, yes.
Western diplomats say the president is obsessed with building his legacy, and while literary accomplishments are an important feather in Saddam's cap, an even greater passion is monument building. Some critics say Baghdad now resembles a Saddam theme park, with increasing numbers of grandiose buildings dedicated to the president. Shopkeeper Kamal Abed says he deeply respects Saddam for his mosque building. It's a source of great pride for Iraqis and other Arabs, says Abed, because no other Arab leader has tried to build such large mosques. There is the recently completed Mother of All Battles Mosque, and still under construction, what is being billed as the world's largest mosque, the Saddam Hussein Mosque. Poet Abdulwahid says the memory of Saddam can never be erased. Nobody can diminish Saddam, not even the U.S., says Abdulwahid. They can burn Iraq, but they cannot minimize Saddam because his name will always be great, generation after generation. In public, Iraqis say they're very proud of their leader. They say that he's the only Arab head of state who dares to stand up to the West, the only leader who stopped oil exports to protest Israel's military offensive in the West Bank last spring. They agree that the man who has led Iraq for more than two decades will long be remembered, though how many will remember him fondly remains to be seen. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.